Hey, little human. Wake up. We're almost there, cutie. Finally. Took you long enough. You slept like a rock, you know that? You ain't stirred a bit since last night when I pounded you against the bed. You slut. Oh, you should have seen the look on your boss man's face when I carried you out of there wrapped up in a blanket. I told him you belonged to me now. He wasn't mad or nothing. If anything, he seemed kind of worried for you. Maybe he thought I was gonna eat you or something. Not like he would have been able to stop me, but I made sure to give you a big sloppy kiss so he knew you were safe. How are you feeling, by the way? You nervous? Yeah, don't worry. That's normal. I'd be nervous too if I was a little human who just signed up to be a mercenary warband's 24/7 whore. I'm sure you'll do fine, though. Just do like you do with me. Lie back and let them use you. I promise that if they do anything that hurts you, I'll kick their asses myself. I'm way bigger and tougher than they are, so if any of them steps out of line, I can deal with anything bad before it even happens. You just gotta trust me. All right, cutie. We're here. Now remember what I said. Just lie back and take it. You got nothing to worry about. I know they'll love you. Here, let me help you get down. Just keep that blanket around you for now. We'll have some clothes made up for you by the end of the day. Although, you probably won't be wearing clothes all that often anymore now that I think about it. Why would you need to, anyway? Hey, now, cutie, don't worry. I'm only joking. Well, mostly. I can see you're surprised at how big it is. Almost as surprised as I was at how big you are. Sorry, that was stupid. Anyway, it's actually pretty easy to set this tent up when you have three other monsters to help. Oh, and don't worry. You won't have to worry about setting up camp. That won't be one of your jobs. Anyways, now that we're here, let's introduce you to the rest of the warband, huh? Ladies, I'm back! And I brought us something special!
It's about time you showed up. Did you bring us any extra food, Mina? I'm tired of eating deer.
Well, the food's still on the wagon, but I also brought us a snack right here. Hey, cutie, say hello to Delilah.
What's that, human? Speak up. Listen, Mina, I do appreciate you bringing us a toy to play with every once in a while, but it costs a lot of coin. Next time, you could rent a man who knows how to properly address a monster?
Oh, don't you worry. This one ain't a rental. He's with us for life.
What? How much did that cost you? We don't have that kind of money.
He's just that much of a slut that he decided he wanted to be the warband's fuck toy, and his only payment is to get used whenever we want.
Well, that certainly changes things. Human, drop the blanket. I want to see if Mina just saddled us up with a waste of food, or if you're worth it.
Well, go on, cutie. Don't be shy. Shit, I know you got nothing to be ashamed of.
All right, then. There's most of my doubts gone. I can see you becoming hard already. Tell me, what is it that turned you on, little human? Was seeing me fully clothed enough to arouse you? Is it because you're nervous? Does that get you excited? When do we use him? I'm hoping soon. I can't wait to feel his face between my thighs.
Well, now hold on a bit there. Let's wait for some of the other girls to show up. Speaking of which...
Oh my goddess! Who is that? He is just the cutest little human I've ever seen.
Well, this is our new human. He's decided he wants to live with us and... Wow. Hey, what are you doing? Slow down!
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but I just had to give you a nice big hug the moment I saw you. You're just the cutest. And that cock of yours. I can't wait for it to twitch in my tail. My name is Mandy. What's yours, honey?
It would probably be much easier for him to give you his name if you weren't currently suffocating him with your breasts.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, little one. There, there. You can breathe now. I hope I didn't hurt you, human.
Oh, don't worry. I found out last night he's into that kind of thing. This little slut will probably let you do all kinds of crazy shit to him, won't you, cutie?
Well, I'll be. I'm sure we'll get along just fine in that case. Won't we, sweetie?
That wouldn't be too hard. You love everyone who isn't trying to kill you.
Is that a bad thing?
Well... You are supposed to be a bloodthirsty, grizzled mercenary, not a cuddly stuffed animal.
Hey, I can be both at the same time.
Oh, for fuck's sake, would you two quit fighting for once?
It's hard enough to get her to actually start fighting in the first place.
You know, you're almost as mean as Layla sometimes. Speaking of which, where is she anyways? You'd think she'd be the first one to notice a naked human in the camp's main tent.
What was that? Did someone bring a male here again? Finally?
Ah, shit. Here we go.
Yes. Somebody certainly did. Didn't they? Well, who might you be, handsome? Are you our rent boy for the night?
He's not just a rent boy. He's actually our personal concubine for the foreseeable future. He agreed to join up with us last night. We don't need to pay him or anything. All he wants to do is get laid. Right, little one?
Well, isn't that interesting? Tell me, human. Do you know what you've gotten yourself into? Do you have any idea the nasty things that I'm gonna do to you, human? I'm gonna push you to limits you didn't think possible.
Hey there, chill out, Layla.
I'm gonna make you... scream from pleasure.
I said that's enough! I know exactly what you're capable of, so I'm going to tell you what I told him. Under no circumstances is he going to be left alone with you without my direct supervision. The last thing we need is our newest fuck toy being broken, all right?
I was never going to break him, Mina. I know plenty of ways to bring a cute boy to agony and ecstasy at the same time without fracturing a single bone. And besides, I think that should be his decision to make, don't you? Come on. What do you say, handsome? You can't tell me you weren't at least a little bit excited at being entirely at a beautiful snake girl's mercy, right? I can see your cock leaking now, imagining the sensations I'd bring to you. Imagine your dick throbbing in my slit while my tail teases your back entrance and my fangs dig into the tender flesh of your neck.
Clearly, his cock is leaking at the thought of having his head lodged between my scaled, curvaceous thighs. Isn't it, human? Do you want to eat my pussy? Maybe if you do a good enough job, then as a reward, you could suck my nice, bouncy dragon tits while I stroke your cock and tease your glands oh so gently with my claws. Wouldn't it be heavenly to perform such a great service and receive such a perfect reward?
Both of you are just so full of yourselves. What he's really excited for is having one of my spines in his cute butt and desperately holding on to me while my tail milks that gorgeous cock of his all day long. And then he can cuddle up to my soft boobs when he's all exhausted from blowing so many loads. Doesn't that sound so nice, cutie? Do you want Mommy to drain that big, dripping cock of yours?
All three of you, enough! I can assure you, you're all going to get the opportunity to do that and much, much more. We'll have plenty of time. But look at the poor guy. He's dripping over here, and I can already tell he's trying his darndest not to stroke his cock. I say he needs some attention now, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Oh, I have some attention for him.
All right, so I guess what we can do is we start with him eating some pussy, and then when he's down there, we'll see if he can figure out a use for that cock of his. So, Delilah, go ahead and pull down your loincloth. I actually didn't have him eat me out when I spent the first night with him, so you'll be the first out of all of us to experience this. Ain't you lucky?
You haven't judged his oral skills yet? You know I'm very particular about that. I only let Layla and you eat me out for that reason.
And why not let me, too? Don't I do a good job?
Because you waste too much time kissing my thighs. I'm not your girlfriend.
Well, I'm glad you're not.
Whatever. All right, human. Let's see if you got skills with that tongue to match that cock of yours.
Okay, slut. I'm sure you've eaten pussy before, right? Just kneel down a bit. She's not quite as tall as me, but she's still taller than you, so you don't need to get down too low to get at her snatch. There you go. That's it. All right. Now go ahead and dig in. Don't be nervous. She don't say it, but the novelty of a human tongue is enough to get her off.
Oh.
Yeah, good boy. Just keep licking her like that. Good boy.
Oh.
Keep licking just like that.
Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, Mina. Oh, he doesn't have to worry about a thing. Oh, he's doing more than a good enough job right now. Mm. Yes. Oh. I'm just gonna lightly start scratching your head with my claws, human. Oh, don't be frightened. Oh, just keep licking. Do your job. Oh. Oh.
I knew you had it in you. You're a natural born fuck toy. All right, ladies, he wants to do something with his cock now. Let's not get too wild. It's still his first night, and he's got a lot he needs to do with it. I have a feeling this degenerate has more than one load in him, but I don't want to risk anything.
Well, if I were to prick him with one of my spines, he could stay hard all night, and we wouldn't have to worry about making him come too much too soon. We could fuck him silly for hours and hours and hours.
I don't think that's the best idea for a first night. Let's let him get used to us first, all right?
Okay. Well, do you think maybe I could just start with a nice little hand job? How does that sound, human? Do you want one of my big, fluffy paws wrapped around your cock?
Now you're talking. So, slut, that sound good? That moan was definitely a yes. All right, Mandy, go ahead.
All right, cutie. Spread your legs a little for me. Just a bit more. There we go. you feel that, baby? Does that feel good? Mommy won't squeeze too hard because we don't want you shooting your cum too quickly. But I know it still feels really, really good. Here, I'm gonna stroke slowly, okay? Keep your hips still, honey.
That's it, boy, that's it. You've got it. Oh, you're taking it like a good little bitch, just like I told you to.
I don't think you're a little bitch. I think you're a strapping young human with a nice thick cock. Yes, I do. Good boy. Mommy's fluffy paw feels good, huh? You deserve it, little one.
Oh, goddess's tongue. Fucking incredible. No, deeper. Push in deeper, boy.
Excuse me. You can't possibly expect me to just sit coiled up over here and watch this little slave get used in front of me without joining in. And don't you dare say I can't use me either, Mina. I'll fight you on this. You know I've got a chance of winning.
Hey, calm the fuck down. I was just about to say you could pay some attention to his ass. It's sitting out there just begging to get played with after all.
Excellent. I think I'll just give his hole a tongue bath for now. Does that sound good, handsome?
Look at his ass wiggle. He definitely wants it. Dirty boy. All right, get in there, Layla. But I better not see any fucking fangs. You got it?
All right. Calm the fuck down. You aren't his mommy. Stop worrying.
No, I'm your mommy, aren't I?
Fuck! Mandy! That's kind of creepy, don't you? Don't you think?
Don't listen to her, little one. Just ignore her and keep licking her pussy like a good boy.
Yes. Such a nice round ass, especially for a male. How about I just start with a little smack on the cheek right here? That gets you excited, doesn't it, pet?
Oh yeah, he definitely likes that. Little pervert.
Such an obedient little pervert, though. Right, baby?
Have you ever played with your asshole before, pet?
Oh, come on. He can't answer that with his mouth full of dragon snatch. Quit fucking teasing him and just lick him already. I want to see.
With pleasure.
Oh, fuck. His tongue started shivering against my clit. Hey, Layla. Lick him harder and deeper. No, I'll make him do that again.
Are you okay, little one? This is really intense, isn't it?
Actually, Mandy has a point. He looks like he's about to collapse. Let me get in there and hold him up. There you go, cutie. Don't worry. I've got you. You're fine.
You heard her. Just relax. Don't be so tense. We won't let you fall.
Who the fuck is we, Mandy? I'm the one holding him up here. All you're doing is jerking him off.
You know, I could do more than that if you just let me give him a little bit of venom.
Well, I don't know.
Fuck, he's gonna make me come.
Really? So quick? Such a good boy.
Yeah, that is pretty fast. I don't even think Layla's made you come that quick before by eating your pussy.
Oh, he definitely knows what he's doing. Oh, you. Oh, shit. Oh, you made a good catch with this one, Mina.
Yep. I know a good slut when I see one.
Fuck, I'm coming.
Such a good clever boy you are, little one.
Oh, fuck. Oh, goddess. Oh, we are never letting you leave. Fuck. That's enough. Oh, I said that's enough. You can stop licking now.
Oh. You have his head trapped with your thighs. He can't get away.
Oh. Sorry about that. Anyway. Oh. You did much better than any human we've ever had here before. Oh, let me get a look at your face. Oh, I'll just take your chin in my claws. Oh, you look so handsome, covered in my girl cum whore. Oh, this is the way you'll always look from now on. Covered in monster girl juices. This is the way you're supposed to look. This is your new purpose in life.
All right, come on. He gets it, he's a fucking slut. Hey, turn his head to face me.
Fine. Here.
How you holding up? Still good? Need to take a break? All this feels good, right? All right. Good job, cutie. Damn, your pussy tastes even better when it's on his lips, Delilah. Oh, you blushing? Getting your asshole licked and your cock stroked and you still get red-faced when a girl kisses you.
I think it might be because he's about to come, aren't you, little one? I can feel your balls tightening up. Is Mommy's hand and Layla's tongue feeling that good? I didn't even have to use my venom on you either. Oh, what was that, little one? You do want some of Mommy's venom?
Yeah. You want her to dose you with venom? Listen, cutie, I know you want to get the full experience and all, but that manticore venom is some real serious shit, especially if you ain't used it before, and I'm pretty sure you ain't.
I think he's made up his mind. Why should we say no to him when he did such a good job eating Delilah's pussy, Hasn't he been a good boy?
Honestly, I'd love to see his reaction. His cock would get harder. It might even get bigger, too.
All right, fuck it. Spike him, Mandy.
Yay! All right, little one. This'll only hurt for a little bit, okay? Just a little prick. Like that, and then you're dead. Look at how red his face is, and oh,
he's coming.
Good boy, come into Mommy's paw. Come from Mommy's venom. Such a good boy.
Hey, I want to see him come. I want to see that cock shoot. Come on.
Well, go on ahead. He's letting out a lot for us. Such a good boy.
You mean flip him over? I want to see him come on his own chest like the slut that he is.
All right, hold on.
Hey! It's hard to keep stroking him when you do that.
Wasn't my idea.
Yeah. It feels good, doesn't it, human? Do you know what would make it even better? If my tail was probing you, pushing against your prostate, and forcing more of that beautiful, hot human come out. Don't you want that? If you liked my tongue, then you'll love my firm tail. Masterfully. Oh. Wait, is he okay?
Uh-oh. I was afraid of this. Mandy, stop stroking him for a second.
Oh, no. Did I give him too much? Poor baby, are you okay? Did Mommy hurt you?
I don't think it was too much. He's just having an extreme reaction to his first time. Most humans do.
He might also be extra sensitive to its effects. I'll be honest, as much as I love seeing his face, make those funny faces all contorted in agony and desperation, I imagine if we don't get that venom out of him soon, he's gonna be up for days. And that wouldn't be a very fun kind of torture for him, would it? I'm a sadist, but I still have standards.
Well, the best way to get manticore venom out is with a manticore tail. Mandy, you know what you need to do. Let's get at it.
Oh, do you hear that, baby? Mommy's gonna make you feel all better. All you have to do is keep lying still and let me milk that beautiful cock of yours with my warm, wet tail pussy.
You know, we could get a lot more cum out if I fucked his ass with my tail.
Normally, I'd call you a bitch for trying to take advantage of a crisis like this, but you do have a point. Hey, cutie, can you hear me? You want to get pegged by Layla here? I'm pretty sure you'll like it, and it's probably going to make you come more and get that venom out quicker.
Wow, he's actually begging for it. I don't think he realizes how rough Layla is yet, does he?
Everybody, please focus. He's starting to cry a little. He's so needy. We can't just leave him like this. Get him on the ground, Mina.
Hey! Don't tell me what to do. But, yeah. Here, let me hold him up so that Layla can get in position under him.
Let me wrap him in my coils so he doesn't thrash around too much from his first touch of a tail pussy and get hurt.
You just want to tie him up, you meanie.
Yeah, okay, fine. I do just want to tie him up. He had a problem with that, handsome.
All right, I guess you're coiling him up. Not too tight.
Don't worry, handsome. I'm very flexible. I'll still be able to penetrate you with my tail while holding you nice and safe in my coils.
Oh, goddess. Not to sound too much like Mandy, but he does look so adorable and cozy wrapped up like that.
Yeah, I wonder how I'll look after I do this.
Hey, slow down. Don't you hurt him.
It's sliding right in. All that licking Layla did served as great lube.
Listen to him moan. That little fucking whore, he loves it.
Well. Our fuck toy is a butt slut too.
Okay, little one. Here comes Mommy's tail pussy. Get ready.
Good fucking whore. Good slut.
Oh.
Good slut.
He tastes amazing.
Don't hold back any of that cum, cutie. Let it all out.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good little slut.
Good slut.
Good boy.
Good job.
Such a good little slut.
You did such a good job, sweetie. Yeah.
Oh, those moans, little one. You're so adorable. Such a cutie pie.
I fucking love the moans, but I don't like the way his head's thrashing around. I feel like he's gonna hurt his neck.
Oh, he's fine. He'll be fine. He can take it.
I have an idea. How about you and I join in, Mina? We can sit on either side and he can suck on our tits.
Oh, that sounds hot as shit. I'm game.
Oh, this is so fun. We're all cuddling together and making our cute little boy toy come.
Hey, this isn't cuddling.
Just shut up and let her pretend it is. Hey, cutie, I know hers ain't as big as mine, but you can suck on us both, all right? Just switch between them whenever you feel like you need to move your head around.
Oh,
focus on the pleasure, slut.
Oh, yeah,
you know you love it.
Oh, I just felt him come again. That's the third time today.
You think his venom will be out soon?
I don't know. I didn't give him that much, but it made him really, really horny. He might need at least 2 more orgasms. How does that sound, little one? Can you come 2 more times for Mommy? Can you do that?
Oh.
Hey, human. Get your lips on my nipple again. Mina's got enough attention.
Go ahead, suck her tit for a while. It'll get her to shut up. God, you look so fucking adorable.
Yeah,
there.
That's it.
I hope you don't want us to stop using venom, because watching you get desperate like this reminds me of the face you made when I had you under me the first time.
The look of desperation on his face.
Look into my eyes, human. Don't take Delilah's breast out of your mouth, but look at me. Fuck, it's delicious. Oh, you look so frightened and aroused at the same time.
Don't let mean old Layla scare you. Look back up at me. Doesn't mommy's to help us you feel good? Huh? Are you gonna come again? There we go. That's a good boy. That means you probably only have to come for us one more time, huh? Did looking into mommy's eyes make you come?
No. Look up at me, human. I bet you like sucking on my nipple and staring at my beautiful face much more than having to strain your eyes to stare around Mina's giant minotaur boobs to see her, right? Listen to my voice. And see my beautiful dragon eye.
You better not be calling me ugly, bitch. Listen, slut, get your mouth off of her tit and on of mine.
Hey!
Can it, lizard? Look up at me. Yeah, that's right. You still like me the most, right? I'm the one that brought you here, aren't I? You know I've been rubbing my clit myself this whole time just watching your sexy ass get played with. I could use your cock again. How would you like another one-on-one session later tonight, huh? You want to sleep in my section of the tent? I'll fuck you slow and gentle this time. How does that sound?
No, he's gonna sleep with me so I can make him scream. I want him to moan into my mouth as he gags on my tongue. He wants to spend the night in my nest. Don't you, Ethan?
He doesn't need your cruel treatments. He needs a steady and well-controlled hand to guide him to one last orgasm. Then he can sleep peacefully wrapped in my wings. Isn't that right, human? Don't you want to spend your first night slumbering with a perfect, beautiful dragon?
No, he's gonna sleep in mommy's room so that I can nurse him back to health and help him come down from his venom overdose and... Oh, he's coming. Oh, it's so much this time, too.
There we go, slut. Such a good boy.
Come for us now. Release your seed.
Give us what is ours.
Let it all out. Let all that gooey come into my tail, pussy.
Good boy. Yeah. Good job, sweetie. Let it all out. Good job. Good job. Hey, Mandy. Is he getting soft?
Yep. I think that was the last of the venom. Let me release him from my tail.
Look how red his cock is. Oh, he must ache so much.
Well, I can't say he didn't put his work in for his first night, can I?
You poor, poor baby.
I told you you could do it. You're a natural born slut. Great job, beauty. I'm so proud of you.
I think we all are, human. Excellent work.
Well, as much as I'd love to give him some nice post-orgasm stimulation... I don't think that he's quite ready for that. I think he should probably just sleep.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting that one-on-one. I'll just take him over to my furs and have him sleep on top of me again. All right, unwrap him, Layla.
Unwrap him? Mm-mm. I still want him to sleep in my nest tonight.
No, no. He deserves to be wrapped up in my wings.
Maybe we should let him decide who he sleeps with tonight. I think he's earned that, haven't you, honey?
You know, that sounds pretty good to me. So, cutie, who do you want to bunk with?
All of us? At the same time?
That's unexpected.
Oh, but that's so sweet. Oh, he likes all of us.
Well, okay. I guess we could all just take a little nap right here in the middle of the tent together, huh? Layla, how about you wrap us all up in your body and we can get snowed together for a little fuck toy?
Fine. You're all so much better at this aftercare than I am anyway.
I'll just start softly stroking his ass. Does that feel nice, honey?
Here, just lay your head on my boob here. There you go. See? Nice and warm and firm. Just like last night, huh?
I'll gently scratch your chest with my claws. That doesn't hurt, does it, human? No. Good. Just relax for me.
I guess I could try stroking his hair. I don't know why, but it does look kind of fun. Pampering him a little bit. Especially after we pushed him so much.
That's good, Layla! Got a little smile on his face when you did that. Okay, honey, you need to get your rest. When you wake up, we'll have a nice venison feast made for you, and then you can get right back to fucking. Mommy is so proud of you.
Yeah, you did good. You did good, you know?
Sleep, human. Tomorrow, you serve us again.
You heard the ladies. Get some shut-eye. You did more than enough for tonight. We'll have that one-on-one tomorrow afternoon instead. That sounds good, right? Yeah. Good night, cutie. Welcome to your new life.
I love you all so much.
Ugh, shut up, Mandy.